It's seriously one of the best jobs in the world, a play-by-play guy for Fox. He is Mr. NFL on Fox, Kevin Burkhardt. He's been doing an awful lot of Niner games lately. We're very happy to have him here on Damon Ratto and Kolsky on 95.7 The Game on the Dial Pad guest line. Kevin Burkhardt, how you doing, Kevin?
Hey, Damon, I'm great. Ray, Matt, thanks for having me, guys. Excited to be with you today.
Thanks for joining us. It's good to have you. Always good to have you and Charles on the call. You're going to be on the call again this Saturday. It feels like you're almost borderline the Niners' home announce team.
Yeah, we were joking with Kyle Shanahan yesterday that we're the official announce crew of the Niners, and he was asking where we were last week because obviously they lost. But, I mean, we had the game in Baltimore, which was fantastic, and then the game in New Orleans, which was the best game I've ever announced. I mean, that was just an incredible game, an incredible win for them. So, you know, I'm looking forward to this one tomorrow night, and I don't think it's going to be a particularly easy game. So we'll see how it goes down.
Kevin, as you spend so much time around one team as you and Charles have around the Niners, do you get a different perspective than you would just jumping in and out of a team's schedule a few times a year? I mean, it's kind of a unique situation you guys have caught with the Niners and getting so familiar with them.
Yeah, I think you do. I think every week, you know, when you're going place to place, you know, we all follow the league, right? And then every week you have to jump in and be an expert on those two teams you're doing because, it's your job. And then, you know, the fan bases are passionate. They know everything that's happened with these two teams since OTA. So it helps in the sense that you can get even more in depth than maybe possible before and go into some different areas and do some different things and ask some different questions. So, you know, we feel we're pretty well versed with the 49ers and, you know, to be honest, really enjoy being around them. I mean, you know, Kyle Shanahan is one of our favorites in terms of production meetings and just really being great to deal with and being honest and giving us some information that, you know, makes us look smart. So it's been fun, you know, being around them. And honestly, it's just good to see them back winning. You know, it's been a little while. So it's been cool and excited to see this game tomorrow.
As a counterpoint, is there a degree of difficulty in prepping for a team that, A, you don't see as much, and B, doesn't know what it is from week to week, like Los Angeles?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I mean, I think I've done enough Ram games, and I know people over there, so you talk to people, and you try and get a gauge on them, and it's hard to figure them out. I mean, you know, we just spoke with them today, and look, I think the biggest thing with them, there's a couple things, but I think the biggest thing has been their offensive line. You know, the Rams were an exceptionally, in some ways, fortunate team because they weren't hurt. I mean, they didn't have any injury issues really for the last 2 years running. And their offensive line, with the exception of a game that McVay rested them at the end of the year, they had the same five guys for 2 years straight. It just doesn't happen in the league, and it hasn't happened this year. They made choices at the beginning of the year to let a couple guys go, a couple veterans go, and then guys got hurt, some of the rookies and you know, first-year players who didn't really have experience. It just hasn't worked. They haven't played great as a unit. They've had some injuries, too, to boot, and that has forced the quarterback to be pretty erratic, I think, in Goff. So that has been the deal on offense. Defensively, it's hard to explain because they've had some games like they did against Seattle a couple weeks ago where they have been dominant. I mean, they really own Seattle from a defensive standpoint a couple weeks ago at the Coliseum, and then you go to Dallas and you get absolutely bludgeoned. So that one's kind of hard to figure out with all the talent they have on D.
So speaking of that talent, it seemed for a short while, a few weeks anyway, that Jalen Ramsey went a long way to shoring up that defense. And then, as you mentioned, it's been super erratic since. What do you think his effect has been ultimately on what they're doing?
You know, it's hard to totally say. I mean, the one thing is that they have played more man coverage than Wade Phillips maybe will normally play. And I think they've gotten especially riskier on third downs where they'll put, you know, man on and put Ramsey on the best guy and, you know, kind of let their pass rush do their thing. So it's changed their philosophy a little bit in that way. But I think the real reason they got him besides that was to kind of create havoc and turnovers, and it hasn't done that. He doesn't have any turnovers himself. They, as a unit, were excellent on getting turnovers last year. They have not been that this year. They still have a very good pass rush. They still have a lot of good things about their defense, but the playmaking ability that I think they were hoping that would translate to the rest of the defense, that's the thing that isn't there.
Kevin Burkhart, NFL play-by-play voice on Fox here on 95.7 The Game. He's got the 49ers and Rams game again this weekend. When the Niners are at their best, this is a straight-up bully of a defensive line. I'm not even going to ask you about the rookies you've seen. Nick Bosa, among the best defenders you've seen all year.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, you know, in my mind, I think he's got, you know, at least to be in the conversation for defensive player of the year. I'm not saying he's going to get it. But when you look at where he ranks overall, forget about rookies, I'm with you, Damon, just in terms of, you know, he's second in the league in tackles for loss. He's playing more and more each week. He's got 9 sacks. That's second in rookie ranks there. I just look at his constant motor, and I think there have been a couple plays the last couple weeks that stood out to me. You know, he had a play in the Saints game where he was rushing full bore. And I'm not talking about being passive, like really going after the quarterback. And Breeze tried to dump it to Kamara out of the backfield, and he peeled off and got a hand on it. He did the same thing last week when the Falcons were doing that to Devontae Freeman. Now, they didn't throw it to Freeman, but he was in full pass rush mode and saw it and peeled off and basically covered Freeman. I just think that's so hard to do for an edge rusher. I don't know many guys that have that kind of agility and that experience. And, you know, the kid's a rookie. So to me, he's in that conversation, defensive player of the year. I mean, I just haven't seen many better. He's I just love his motor and his competitiveness and his smarts out there. So that's a fun matchup tomorrow, him against Whitworth. I think that's going to be – they'll move him around, but I think, you know, him against the crafty veteran is going to be a good one to watch.
Given all that, I'm going to throw a question at you that one of our producers threw at me before the show that I think is pretty interesting. If I give you the option for the next 5 years, Aaron Donald or Nick Bosa?
Well, I can't go against Aaron Donald. As great as Nick Bosa is, and it's, you know, Aaron Donald to me is still the premier defensive player in the NFL. And it's funny because, you know, if you read some articles around, or if you hear people aren't talking about Donald as much, or he isn't, you know, showing as much as he did last year, he's still got 11 sacks. He's a defensive tackle. He's got 11 sacks. He's got the most tackles for a loss in the league. He's got the most quarterback pressures in the league, and he's an interior lineman. So that doesn't mean that Nick Bosa is chump change, but I have a hard time picking anyone else against Aaron Donald.
As a play-by-play guy, you probably like the fact that you're doing the only game that's going to be going on at that time. So basically, anybody who wants to watch football is watching you. On the other hand, do you notice that in those situations, you lose a little bit of the tension that you would get if you were playing at the same time, if the 49ers were playing at the same time as Seattle, or where you could scoreboard watch and help build the tension of the broadcast?
Yeah, right. It's interesting because, you know, I've done playoff games, and that's a little bit different because all eyes are on that game. And yeah, it's a little weird at this time of year because part of the drama is kind of doing all that together, is watching everything else unfold while your game in front of you unfolds. I think the one – so in a way, the answer to that question is yes, it's a little weird. I think the one thing about it that's cool is that because there are playoff implications for both sides on the line, you know, it does kind of set the stage in a way. So for the 49ers, even with the loss, they still control the number one seed. The Rams, even though it's a long shot, if they win, they still got a shot at the playoffs with Minnesota not playing the Monday night. So, I mean, I think in a perfect world, would I – prefer to have everything going on at the same time? Yeah, I think I agree with you. It's kind of nice, but it's cool that at least there are playoff perspectives from both sides, so it kind of adds to the drama a little bit tomorrow.
Kevin, I know there's no such thing as a hard Super Bowl to sell, but could there be an easier Super Bowl to sell to America than 49ers Ravens Part 2 Electric Boogaloo?
Do we have a rainstorm too, and can we add that into the mix?
I mean,
That was a hell of a game. I mean, that was, you know, that was old school football at its finest. It really was. I mean, it just felt like a game you'd see in the 80s. It really did. I love that game. And I think those teams are similar in philosophy in a lot of ways. You know, and I think, too, when you look at the year that Lamar Jackson has had and when you look at the damage he has inflicted, 49ers did the best job on him by far. than anyone has. You know, he still made plays and had the last, you know, that last drive was 6.5 minutes ago and did what he had to do and drove him for the game-winning field goal. But I thought they did as good a job as anybody has in the last 10 weeks of trying to slow that guy down. So, listen, if you're asking me, would I sign up to watch it? Yeah, I would have no issue signing up for that one.
Kevin, thank you very much for joining us, man. Really appreciate your time. Fox play-by-play voice Kevin Burkhardt here on 95.7 The Game.